Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Just a programming note, this episode was recorded originally as an Instagram Live, so apologies for the audio. I hope you enjoy the interview. Okay, now let's go back to regular programming.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited to chat with you.
I'm excited to chat with you. So welcome to the Watch Me Next podcast Instagram Live. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So I am Anna Huang. I am an author of steamy new adult and contemporary romance. So my books, especially with my later series, they tend to have more of like alpha heroes, like steam with a little bit of suspense, not necessarily dark romance, but they tend to have darker themes. And I have 7 titles out, and my 8th one will be out, Twisted Lies, in about a week, which is crazy. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I have to tell you, the series has just been the gift that keeps on giving. So I know people are dying just to get hands on the last book, but same time, we're like, we don't want it to end too.
Yeah, it's always like, I felt that way when I was writing it. I was kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's the last book in the series. Like, it's always very, as like a writer, it's very strange when you have to say goodbye to like characters that have been with you for a while. But I am excited for everyone to meet them, and almost there.
There's exciting. So what's your writing process like coming up with the series? Did you come up with the idea and the tropes, or which came first, you know, characters, plot, ideas?
Yeah,
you know, world building.
It's all over the place, but generally speaking, when I think of a new book for the Twisted series, I actually came up with the concept first, the characters first. I really love like a very cold, like kind of possessive, like alpha hero is kind of like my weakness. And so I've always wanted to write one like that. Grumpy Sunshine is one of my favorite tropes. And so I kind of spun off of that. And then I've always wanted a series that is around a girl group. I think for me, I gravitate toward girl groups. Like even my first series, the If Love series, is centered around the girls and not the guys. Mm-hmm. And so I also have a thing for the number 4. I don't know. So I created the girl group. And then honestly, when I wrote Twisted Love, I didn't have like a super clear idea of where the other books were going. But as I got to know the characters better, then their like stories started to flesh out in my mind. And when I start every book, I always start with a character sheet first, because I think their backstories, their personalities, and their character arc really informs the plot and how they deal with the situations that they're put in. So I always start with character first, and then I fill in everything else around them.
I love this. And sometimes the characters will tell you what they want to do and what they don't want to do.
Exactly. I'm like, the way, you know, like the way Jules from Twisted Hate and the way that like Ava would handle a situation from Twisted Love are like completely different. Like, I cannot give them the same plot.
Yeah. And I think that makes it more unique. It's like allowing the characters to tell you, to inform the process, and it creates a unique story for each one of them. So getting to know the character, and assume that it's like the first round of edits is like just getting to know the character, and then like second round, like, now that I know you, let me fill in the blanks of so-and-so action that may have it.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's usually why my first draft is like a complete mess. Like, I would go back after I finish. So like when I write, I don't write linearly, or at least I don't do like a full draft. So my first draft is always a skeleton draft. So I will write as fast as I can to get to the end. Even if that means I have to skip over certain scenes, like I will just write. And then if I hit a scene where I don't know what to put in there, I will put insert placeholder, and then I go back and I fill it in. But even in that filling in process, I would have already gotten to know the character so much better. Like, sometimes I end up having to scrap like entire chapters because I'm like, this is not working for them. Yeah. So the editing process is always intense.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love this. And so talk to us about the Twista series. Like, why should readers, whoever has been hidden in the Harak, may not be able to pick it up, like may not know about the series. Tell us all about the overarching arc. It's a girlfriend groups, there's different tropes that are related. So we got Grumpy Sunshine, you know, Brother's Best Friend, the first book. The second book is Forbidden Romance, you know, Royal Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Book three, which were based on book one, we knew book three needed to happen.
Yeah. and like an enemies with benefits thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, they're pretty, it's a series of interconnected standalones. So technically they can each be read as a complete story. But if you've read the series, you know that in each book there are sort of like spoilers and Easter eggs for both like previous and later books. And so basically they're all just kind of about people falling in love with sometimes the most unexpected people or people they didn't necessarily want to fall in love with. But I always try to give them as much of like the real emotions that I think that people can relate to. Like I think Bridget's theme of loneliness or like Jules's thoughts of, you know, not necessarily being good enough and the way that they deal with their trauma and their past to find happiness with each other. I think in the end is always something that I have wanted to kind of portray in my stories.
I love this. And the books are coming in audio. So we got
Twisted Games is coming. Twisted Games audio is coming June 28th. So it's coming 2 days before the Twisted Lies release. There's a lot happening in June.
This is so exciting. Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's like expanding, being brought in, you know, more people can actually read this book.
Yes, you know? Yes, I know. There's a huge audiobook audience. And I personally don't listen to a lot of audiobooks, although I should. I know like some people love audio. It's just very convenient for them. And like some people don't read ebooks or paperbacks at all. Like they just listen to the audiobook.
Yeah. And it's wide. It's actually open wide. So you can get on Libro FM, which is really exciting for those who don't want to do Audible. They're like, it's actually, you can request it from a library.
And it is available in libraries too, which is very exciting. Because a lot of my book, like in the, like other outside of the British Commonwealth, my books are all in KU. It's exciting that people that are outside of it can get to know the story.
Yeah. I love this. All right. So let's chat some book recommendations. What kind of books do you end up gravitating for reading wise?
Pretty much similar to what I write. Although I will say it depends on my mood. I'm a mood reader. So generally speaking, like right now, for example, I do tend to gravitate toward more like the darker themed romances. I have been struggling a bit with contemporaries recently. I don't know why, although I'm sure I'll get back into a contemporary mood. And then sometimes I also have like started getting into thrillers and fantasy. One of my favorite series is an urban fantasy like series. So which is Alana Andrews' Hidden Legacy series. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
And Ruby Fever is coming out later this year, which I'm so excited because I feel like I've been waiting a very long time for that book because she's trad pub. I read across all the genres, but right now I do tend to gravitate more toward like the darker romances, psychological thriller, and the fantasy right now.
So actually, I've been reading some this summer, and so I ended up picking up Emerald Blaze, and I had actually have an arc for Ruby Fever, and I read them back to back.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, such a good series, and I'm like, I need three more books of these.
Yeah.
And I need to do them, like, very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, not wait a year, 2 years waiting for them. Like, no. I need them, like, on a regular basis.
Yeah. I'm like, I need you to publish at an indie pace. Every couple of months.
Get on the schedule. I know it's a lot of work, and you're doing other series.
I know.
But they're so good.
They're so good. I love them. I started reading for them, I think, in, like, 2020, when I, like, had more time to read. And I binged. So, actually, I read the Psy Changeling series by Nalini Singh first, which is also one of my favorite, like, I'm not telling you, I binged like all 20 something of those books in like a month and a half. It was like ridiculous. And then I went into the Hidden Legacy series, which I just love. Cause I think it just really hit that point. Like it's not, I mean, there's a little bit of romance. I guess it's like a very slow burn romance over like a trilogy, but mm-hmm. I just love like the action, the magic, the bad, like it just hit like every spot that I want.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still chasing that Hidden Legacy high, and I'm like, I'm reading pretty normal, because it's like, I just need like another world, like, I don't know, I can, contemporary is hard right now, I don't know why, but it's just like, you know, I need another world, I need some magic, I need like something else, you know?
I know, yeah, I feel that.
So, oh my gosh, I love that you bench on the Cy Chengguin series. That's a great series.
It's really good. It was really bad because that was like all I did. I mean, like I read those books in a very short period of time. Yeah. I like barely slept anyway.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's also the Angel series. So for Nellie, you also have the Angel series, you know.
I know. I need to read those. I went through a very big paranormal phase a few years back. So I read like, I didn't read Nalini, but I read like Sherilyn Kenyon, her Dark Hunter series. I read like Gina Showalter, Larissa Ione, I think. There was like all these paranormal books that I just like, I don't know how I got into it, like Cressley Cole. And then I went into contemporary and I had like a huge contemporary kick for a while. And then I feel like I burned out a little bit. So now I'm starting to gravitate, even though I write contemporary, but like still.
Well, it's just nice to get a little break from contemporary, like when you're writing, because you're immersing your own world, and then you were like, okay, I just need something else that's a little bit different altogether, so then it can be fresh air, you know?
Yeah, and I agree. And I don't like to read in the same genre that I'm writing when I'm writing, because I don't want to like accidentally pick up on something and write it in. So I tend to read out of genre when I'm like actively drafting something. Yeah.
Awesome. So what are we working next? Like, what can we expect after the Twisted World? Are you working on something else? You know, you can give us a teaser or what, you know, what to expect.
Yes. So after that, I actually have a new series. It's a longer series. I'm a little bit nervous. It's the King of Sin series. So it is also a series of interconnected standalones, steamy adult contemporary that's based around the seven deadly themes. Or seven deadly sins. And so every book is based around a different couple, different sin. And they will actually, some of those characters have actually shown up in the Twisted World. So like all of my books exist in the same world. And some of the characters from Kings of Sin will have showed up in the Twisted series. And they all belong, it's like a billionaire romance series. They all belong to the Valhalla Club, which has also been mentioned in the Twisted series, which is like this very like exclusive club for basically the very rich and powerful.
Yeah.
And yeah, the first book will be dropping in a couple of months. someone in my Facebook group asked, and they're like, how do you write so fast? And I basically was like, I have no work-life balance. Like all I do is just write.
It's understandable. Honestly, you're giving us what we need, so. So I know it's hard. I know when you were like, okay, but I need a break, you know.
I know.
It's hard.
I know. I like, maybe I'll take a break. I like, when the holidays come, I'll take a break. I'll go home.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations on your success. Congratulations on the audiobook deal and like, you know, the books and all the different things. And I'm excited for what to come because this is very exciting and I love that it's all set in the same world. So tell us where you can find you online, your website, your social media, and whatnot.
Yeah, you can find, my website is www.annahuang.com. So you can see all of like my links to my books there. My social, I'm author Anna Huang across basically all my social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. And then if you want to join my private reader group on Facebook, it's called Anna's Twisted Squad. So
awesome. Thank you, Anna, for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwrenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibroFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibroFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibroFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.